AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. At least 9 people have been killed in accidents as a snowstorm pounds the eastern part of the U.S. There were deaths in Kentucky, Tennessee, North Carolina, and Virginia due to crashes on slick roads. In Mount Vernon, Kentucky, trucker Mike Edmonds says it's best to stay off roads for now.
It's not worth getting out and taking a chance on tearing your vehicle up with process, whether it's yourself or somebody, you know, nails you. It's just not worth getting out in this stuff.
Officials in Washington, D.C. are warning that the worst of the snowstorm is still coming.
The snowfall has been steady and has been intensifying.
This is deteriorating quickly.
Emergency Management Director Chris Geldart says it's important everyone in the city is safe.
The snow is going to come in. You can see the initial bands that we had. We already have a lot of accumulating snow.
D.C.'s Mayor Muriel Bowser warns this type of snow can be dangerous.
Coming down wet and heavy. Which means that we could see trees in power lines down.
D.C.'s Metro subway and bus service will be shut down for the weekend because of the storm. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Canadian officials say a gunman opened fire at a high school in a second location in an Aboriginal community in northeast Saskatchewan, leaving 4 dead and at least 2 injured. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau.
We all grieve with and stand with the community of Lalash and all of Saskatchewan on this terrible, tragic day.
Police say the gunman was arrested outside the school. Washington Post says owner Jeff Bezos has flown Post reporter Jason Rezaian back to the United States after his release from Iranian custody. Well, for the passengers on a cruise ship heading back to snowy Baltimore from the Bahamas, how about one more day at sea? The Maryland Department of Transportation says the blizzard means the port won't be ready for the ship to dock until Monday. This is AP Radio News. Another death, the 10th, has been linked to exploding Takata airbags. Here's the AP's Carlotta Bradley.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says a Ford pickup driver killed last month in South Carolina is the 9th person in the U.S. and 10th worldwide to die due to faulty Takata airbag inflators. A woman killed in Malaysia last year is the only known death outside the U.S. due to the issue.
The Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences is responding to the debate of a lack of diversity at the Oscars. AP Entertainment reporter Sandy Cohen on Film Academy President Cheryl Boone Isaac's announcement.
The main goal is for them to diversify their membership by doubling the number of female and minority members of the Academy by 2020. They're also going to be appointing other members to decision-making committees that diverse members will be in positions of more power.
Some actors and directors are boycotting this year's Oscars over the issue. I'm Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.